From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Cardinal Bernard Law celebrated a mass of mourning for Pope John Paul II in Rome today. The service went ahead despite protests over his handling of the sex abuse scandal when he was Archbishop of Boston. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Under pouring rain, two members of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, tried to distribute leaflets in St. Peter's Square. SNAP President Barbara Blaine, who says she was abused by a priest as a child, said she and fellow victims were angered by the Vatican's choice of Cardinal Law to lead a mass to mourn John Paul.
We just don't believe this is the appropriate time to be elevating the image of Cardinal Law. Cardinal Law's image is one that, in a sense, it's like he is the poster child of the sex abuse scandal in America.
Cardinal Law resigned as Archbishop of Boston in December 2002 after unsealed court papers revealed he had moved predatory clergy among parishes without alerting parents that their children were at risk. Shortly after his resignation, Pope John Paul II appointed Cardinal Law Archpriest of Rome's St. Mary Major Basilica. Again, Barbara Blaine.
The Vatican church leaders are just not in touch with and are not aware of the pain that the American church is feeling, and there is so much healing that still needs to be done.
Barbara Blaine voiced the hope that the new pontiff will take decisive action to prevent further abuse and reach out to victims and their families. Ever since the scandal broke, there appeared to be a disconnect between American Catholics and the Holy See. Many non-American prelates believed the scandal was driven by the American media, and some even charged part of an anti-Catholic campaign. In an interview with an Italian journal in May 2002, Honduran Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, who is often mentioned as a papal contender, said the fury with which the American media reported the scandal reminds me of the times of Stalin and Hitler. Father Keith Peckler's professor of theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome says protesting might help victims, but it won't sway the Vatican.
I would suspect it would kind of confirm a certain impression on the part of the Vatican that this is the typical Americans complaining or boycotting, something like that, not to suggest that the Vatican has not understood the seriousness of the situation, but knowing the Vatican, working within the system here, this kind of exhibition of protest, it represents a clash of civilizations, if you will.
This evening, Cardinal Law climbed up to the altar in St. Peter's Basilica under the majestic bronze and gold canopy designed by Bernini. The prelate opened the Mass, reciting the liturgy.
Per mia colpa, mia colpa, mia grandissima colpa.
Cardinals, bishops, and priests were on hand, and hundreds of faithful sat quietly as the cardinal evoked the memory of Pope John Paul, who, he said, taught us all to be good disciples of Christ. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.